Good morning, you. Welcome to the Friday edition here as we wrap up the month of June. Hard to believe, 67 degrees. Got a beautiful morning going on, and I tell you what, if you are still holding off on getting your fireworks, I got the hookup. Little Unnies out on the 210 bypass, can't miss it. Black and yellow tent out there, stop in. Corey Unruh got the best selection going. Corey's in talk with us this morning. Corey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How's business been?
Been good. It's been really good.
Okay, good. I love hearing that. And again, one of your biggest selections, and you've got some things that are new out there too. Tell us about this code scanning deal that you've got going, where people can bring it up on their phone.
Yeah. So the with your most smartphones, you just take a picture with your camera of the QR code on the products. Most consumer products have that now too. So you just watch a video. It'll take you right to a video. Sometimes an ad, though, but it's hard to get around ads all the time. But
yeah.
So that gives the customer a good a good idea what they're looking at then. And plus, we have salesmen that know what they're doing, too, so that always helps. So like when people come out when I'm there and my other staff, I try to get their show custom made. So I'm not giving them there's so many different brands. I don't give them the same thing.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to light up the same thing three or four times. So I try to find different cakes and different rockets and whatever, and fountains, so they have something different every time.
Mix it up. Do people know what they want generally when they come in? It's like, Corey, this is kind of what we're looking for.
There's some people that write a huge list, but then sometimes those labels change. Mm-hmm. So then you got to try to cross-reference them, and gets a little hairy sometimes with that. But then you get the true pyros in when they write everything down. Five star. I know one guy had five star, four star. Need this. And so I'm trying to cross reference the fireworks that way.
Sure.
So I try to do that in the off season too, just because it that stuff changes all the time especially with the smaller factories over in China.
Yeah.
They'll change the labels, whatever. So it's good to know. And then sometimes you. That's why I've always bought extra stuff from other vendors too, because that way, most like I said before, we import fireworks straight from China now.
Mm-hmm.
But to get the best variety, you still have to buy a little bit here and there.
Yeah,
and that way the customer will. Sometimes people walk out if you don't have exactly what they want.
Yeah,
they're used to having that. So I try to find those items that sell every year. Especially, I even took pictures of the couple people's list so I could know exactly what to get next year.
It's kind of a supplemental thing. Putting that in from other wholesalers. So, tell us about business. You've been open since Tuesday. What specifically, Corey, are people coming in? What's hot this year? What are they looking for?
Mainly, they're coming in for aerial fireworks, and a lot of people are going over to the multi-shot box cakes, finale cakes.
Okay,
you can buy them in 200 gram size, which is a smaller size. They're 200 grams. I like the best myself personally.
Yeah,
because you get. You can get there's so many that come in a case it brings the price down a little bit, so that I like them. 500 gram cakes are really popular. Artillery shells are really popular, and then I always have a lot of novelty items too. But that's the main thing is the artillery shells and the cakes of the 200 gram and the 500 gram sizes. A lot of people are going to the lakes. They want a big show,
mm-hmm.
and some don't want to light one shell at a time. They just want to light the fuse and watch the finale box go off.
That's amazing to me how that works. And just keeps going around, and I'm going, how does this happen? But we talked about that earlier this week. When you look inside some of these things, the detail that goes into how they're putting it together is incredible.
Yeah, because I have some big finale cakes that are like 3 feet by 2 feet,
mm-hmm.
and we've shot a few off, and when you look at the inside of it, all that wood they got to glue together, all those shots, all that fuse, the Chinese know what they're doing, but it's a lot of work. I can't even imagine what it would cost to be made here. You wouldn't be able to afford fireworks.
Right. Well, let's talk about that, because this year you are dealing directly and importing directly from China. That cuts out the middleman, and you said that's going to save us money.
Yeah, that will save money, yep, and have more wiggle room that way for
mm-hmm.
for the bigger package shows. And, yeah, it's a great way. It's definitely going to be a bonus in the years. And then I have an endless supply of fireworks now. So
right.
My stand will be full all the way through 11 p.m. on the 5th of July, where before I had my X amount of dollars to spend, and it would be whatever was left at that point.
So the shelves are going to be stocked probably right on through July 5th.
Yes, that's correct. So I'll have tons of selection. They'll be full the whole time. That'll I'm sure that'll be a great to see that, because people start walking out when they see a building, you know, that's half empty of fireworks.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about these. One of my favorites when I was a kid were the parachutes.
Yeah.
And they have really improved on those, haven't they? I mean, there's so many new things they're doing with them.
Yeah, they have like a prince's parachute. We have army men parachutes that have like the actual little inch and a half tall army men that come out of them. Some are action, like those little Star Wars action figures. You know, the ones are like 3 inches tall.
Yeah.
Some even have a parachute that comes out of them. Those are like a small umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So there's parachute cakes. There's parachutes that have crackle on them. So at night it looks, you can see the crackle just floating down in the air from that when the parachute opens up.
Unbelievable.
So there's so many, you know, even the fountains have come a long ways. There's so many different things they can do with fountains now.
Yeah.
I mean, some fountains will shoot sparks 20 feet high in the air. I mean, not like the traditional fountain where it goes a foot and a half in the air. I mean, there's so many neat effects even on the fountains. You know, mm-hmm. I try to find the really good fountains too. So it's important to have, you know.
You've got coupons for us on your website. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the coupons, you look on the website, so you buy a 500-gram cake over $40, and you get a $10 200-gram cake free, limit four
mm-hmm.
per day. And then also have, I think, assortment where you spend $90 or over, and then you get like a free $10 item.
Okay. Good enough.
So that's a good one there. So you can just either print them off on your computer, or you can just tell me about them. Because that way I know you've looked at them that way.
Yeah.
And then I also have an Econo Foods. So on the back of the receipts at Econo Foods, there's a $10 off a $50 purchase. So I've seen a few of those come in now too.
So watch your receipts.
And those are out like a month in advance, so gives the person a chance to collect them, you know, and they come in every day if they want and just use one if they want.
Right. What time do you open in the morning, Corey?
8 a.m. till 11 p.m. at night.
Okay. So, and you know what? I'm working on the weather, too. I'm going to keep the storms off you this year.
Yep. Hopefully the tale of the Three Rivers is correct, where the storm split right when it gets to Wapton.
Let's hope so. For your sake out there in the tent, let's hope so.
And I want to add, too, just shop Wapton. We have tons of fireworks stands in town, tons of selection. And for the most part, the fireworks are cheaper here.
Mm-hmm.
Less crowds, great restaurants, great zoo, great community.
Why waste the gas?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, the price of gas, too. It's like, you know, pay that money to have North just keep it here in town.
Yeah, I remember in 1988, gas was down to like 59 cents. Those days are over.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever coming back.
No.
Corey, great. You're going to be here on Monday, correct? Be on your Monday morning talk with us, and we'll get more information, too. You are the place to shop for fireworks, Mr. Fireworks.
Well, I appreciate it. Yes, I try hard. I look for fireworks all year round. I look at videos. Try to find the best bang for the buck, because when someone spends $70 on a finale cake or $40,
yeah,
in that price range, you want to make sure they're going to like it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you could lose a customer. And
that's kind of personal to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're invested, definitely.
Well, it's just like even seeing somebody come in your stand and walk out. You know, it's like, you know,
what's up with that? Yeah.
Sometimes I'll even say, is there anything I can help you with?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I say, well, you're maybe $10 higher than somebody else. And I said, well, I'll match it then. I
mean, yeah,
then they
absolutely
come back in. I mean, I always like to like the feedback from the customers, like to know what's going on.
Good deal. Corey, thanks for stopping in, my friend. I'll let you get back to it. You're a busy guy this week.
All right. Looking forward to see everybody.
All right.
Have a great 4th.
We'll talk with Corey on Monday morning. Get more about more info on Little Lenny's Fireworks. You can find them out on the 210 bypass, black and yellow tent.